number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away. Just take them. freetalklive.com. Well, over the weekend, we talked about a case developing right here in New Hampshire. It is the Ed and Elaine Brown tax trial, and it's going on, or was going on, as we were doing the show over the weekend. It had been put on hold because they didn't show up on Friday. And the reason why they didn't show up on Friday was because, well, as Ed himself put it, Ed Brown put it, he thought it was a kangaroo court. He didn't feel like he was getting a fair trial. The judge was allowing them to some extent to bring up their defense, but he wouldn't allow them to actually attack the law itself on a constitutional basis. Again, they're facing charges based on tax avoidance, based on conspiracy to commit money laundering, conspiracy to not pay taxes, you know, a variety of other tax-related charges. And they're facing a number of decades in jail for all of this. And the government is pushing for a jail conviction. They want these people to go to jail in order to make an example out of them, so-called, for all the rest of the people in America that might consider trying to keep all of the money they earned. And so we brought the story to you over the weekend because rumor had come out that Ed Brown and Elaine Brown were preparing. It's just a rumor. I don't think it's been verified by anybody. But they were preparing for an armed standoff. Essentially, since the prosecution's already gone through with its case, they were expected to take the stand. They were expected to, the defense portion was expected to begin, and they were defending themselves. They don't have counsel. They don't have a lawyer. And they just felt like they were being railroaded. And it's understandable, considering that's what's happened to tax freedom advocates in the past couple of years. Larkin Rose, you've got also Irwin Schiff. Both of them, Irwin's spending time in jail right now. Larkin Rose just released within the past few weeks from his one-year stay. These are two tax freedom advocates who've recently been sentenced to jail. So they've been railroaded, also not only in just tax cases, but also in a gun-related case that we talked about last week. Guy facing gun charges, not allowed to bring up the Second Amendment in defense. Not allowed to bring up the U.S. Constitution in defense. You can't question these judges, these federal judges, are essentially barring constitutional issues from their courtroom. What they're doing is they're saying, well, the Supreme Court and I have determined that this law that is in question is constitutional.
Right, they're saying it's constitutional, so therefore you can't question it.
Correct. And so they...
Well, but what about the jury? I mean, you would think that the jury should be able to say whether or not something's right or wrong, too.
You would think, and that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be to where the jury can decide on whether or not the law is or is not constitutional, or whether or not it's constitutional, they can decide whether or not they like it. The jury, it could be a constitutional law, and the jury can say, we don't like that law.
Right, because they don't want the American people to have any control over their government. They understand
right.
that...
They meaning the people in office today.
Correct. They understand that democracy is always going to lead to, you know, the most bland vanilla of, you know, people being... elected, and people are going to always vote for the one of the two choices that they're given, and so therefore our system of government is going to perpetuate itself, and people don't get to choose what they think about the laws that are passed by our representatives.
Exactly right. So now with that in mind, you have an update on the situation with the Brown trial, because they had a day off today. It's Martin Luther King Day, so they didn't actually have there was no trial today, but tomorrow... The rumor of the weekend was that they aren't going to show up unless the IRS and the government takes a deal that they have offered, and the deal they have offered is to pay off the cash that the IRS claims
it's
that they owe.
A really great deal for the IRS. I mean, they get $600,000-something.
Yeah.
And the Browns get left alone.
But rumor is they're not going to take it. And if they're not going to take the deal, then the Browns apparently, word is, aren't going to go back to court. And if they don't go back to court... then that probably means that the judge is going to order armed people to come and get them.
I would imagine.
And if they don't want to go back to jail, if they don't want to go to jail, remember, these guys are in their 60s. If they don't want to go to jail, that probably means they're not going to go to jail. So if armed men come to get them and take them back to trial, where they'll be going to jail.
It's a standoff.
There's possibly going to be some violence.
I really hope not.
Somebody has an opinion.
This is a blog post from a gentleman named Rick Stanley. And
we had him on the show.
This is Rick Stanley?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Revolutions begin with an idea, a revolutionary idea. Ed Brown had a revolutionary idea. He decided not to be involved in a court that would not let him present his defense. Rick Stanley had a revolutionary idea. That's the blogger. He decided to support Ed Brown and suggest the American people come to Plainfield, New Hampshire, and form a wall of American people armed with their firearms and video cameras to protect Ed and Elaine Brown from the tyranny of the government that has overthrown America from within. Two ideas may turn into thousands of ideas. Thousands of ideas may turn into hundreds of thousands of ideas for liberty. Our forefathers are smiling, and I feel it. The American family of liberty is having ideas. Ed Brown can be reached at, and it gives Ed Brown's telephone number. His email address is edward.l.brown@valley.net. Ed Brown had an idea to stand up for liberty. Support him. Call him, let him know, and send him an email while he still has service. A standoff has already begun. A standoff for liberty, and you can be part of it. We are calling for Americans to support him in Plainfield, New Hampshire. If you decide to go and support Ed Brown and Liberty, send an email to Rick Stanley, rick@stanley2002.org, and let me know so I can let America know through the scoop. Liberty is building from an idea. I have another idea. I would like to see Americans go to every courthouse in America on February the 19th, 2007, President's Day, and register your complaint to the government. Take your video cameras, take your firearms, defend your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms, defend yourself and your country.
Yeah, well, that's going to stop at the entrance to the courthouse.
Yeah, it sure is.
They're just not going to let anybody in. You can't go into a courtroom in America with your firearms.
I don't think
you're going to put a stop right to that. Right,
probably
away.
Could ever go into a courtroom in America with your firearms. I mean, I don't think that's a liberty that we've necessarily lost. It doesn't seem likely to me that there was ever a courtroom that we.
I don't know about that, Mark. I could imagine that in original America.
Maybe so.
Back in the day.
You know,
So he wants everybody to go and show up with firearms and cameras to do what exactly at the courts? To just complain?
At the courts, speak out about the tyranny. Bring your children and grandchildren. Defend the American heritage and birthright of liberty and freedom. Take the day off from work and defend America and educate your children and grandchildren about the obligation for liberty. Tell the government what you think of their treason against the Constitution in every way. Stand outside the entrance of all those courtrooms and united and shout out your concerns. Let the government know that they are out of bounds and they have lost the support of the American people because they are not following the tenets of the Constitution. They have lost their authority to govern. The American family of liberty is uniting. Whatever your issue of liberty, let it be made in the name of the Browns on President's Day, February the 19th, 2007. This could be a big idea at every courthouse across America. In the meantime, folks, I have an idea to support Ed and Elaine Brown, either by going to Plainfield, New Hampshire, to protect the Browns, or contact everyone you know to end the attack against the Browns. It goes on to give more contact information. It says, remember the Browns, remember America. Our forefathers are smiling down upon America. Remember their revolution for America. God bless the fighters for liberty and freedom.
What do you think?
It scares the crap out of me. Going to the Browns with guns. Now I would, if we were creating a wall of humans between the Phibbies and the Browns, I could see doing that. I could see lending my support to it.
But an armed wall.
But an armed wall. Even though Americans have their right to bear arms, I think that especially in today's day and age, carrying a firearm, to that location, and then daring the other armed people, the cops, BATF, whoever it is, there with their weapons, saying, I'm an armed American standing for liberty, is a good way to start a war. And a war I'm not ready to fight in.
Well, so you would go without a gun, but it's the gun.
If I go with a gun, though, there's going to be people there with guns.
You still get shot.
I still get shot.
800-259-9231, your thoughts on this particular approach. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 15, 2007, gold 626.70, ounce gold coin 647.39, 326.25 for half, 163.12 for quarter ounce coins. That's 647.39, 326.25, and 163.12. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more backtalking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. And that does include the bulletin board system. We've got over 165,000, probably over 170,000 posts at this point awaiting you. Lots of different discussions, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all, and it's all for free. At bbs.freetalklive.com, over 1,300 people interacting. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. What's your liberty issue? Is it taxes? Well, register now for the February 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Speakers to include Christopher Gronsky, the New Hampshire coordinator for the We the People Congress, and a taxpayer activism panel. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum for more information and to get registered. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Now, the Browns, Ed and Elaine Brown, the couple we've talked about over the weekend on the Saturday show, give you a quick update so far tonight. We don't know if the standoff has begun yet. We don't know if it will happen, but tomorrow we're going to know a lot more. Tomorrow court is supposed to be back in session, and the Browns are expected to show up for their trial. They didn't show up on Friday, and they've pledged to not show up on Tuesday, unless the IRS wants to take their deal. I think there's been a second deal actually offered. There's the first deal of, okay, we'll pay you $626,000, IRS, and you can just leave us alone. We'll call it a day. It'll be over with. That's one deal. Then the second deal is where the government, I guess the judge is supposed to sign some agreement that says he'll allow them to present their defense. Like, they just want to be allowed to go into the courtroom and present their defense to the jury. And so I think those are the two different deals that were on the table. So we're predicting, and when I say we, I mean most of the people watching this case from NHFree.com, we're sort of predicting that neither will be accepted. The feds want what they want, and they're going to get what they want because they have more guns and more people.
You know, and I think the Browns are being very reasonable here. I think that the options that they've offered the feds seem great to me, and I certainly understand why it is that they wouldn't want to go to a trial where they're not being allowed to present their case.
Mm-hmm.
How it is that they're not going to be allowed to present their case is beyond me. I mean, if they're defending themselves, which you said earlier, and they're in a courtroom with a jury, how is it that they're not going to be allowed to present their case?
I guess they would be charged with contempt.
I guess that's the option.
And immediately jailed?
Perhaps. That would be the only way I could think of.
If you know better, if you've got more lawyeristic experience, 800-259-9231.
But Rick Stanley is suggesting that people go to the Browns' house on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, and stand there with their firearms and protect liberty and freedom.
Right, presuming the Browns decide to stay home and not go to the trial. I think it's an interesting idea. You're a little bit frightened of it.
A little bit.
I know that. Well, I mean, he suggested going with firearms and video cameras.
Yeah.
And if it's two people that show up, then probably you're not going to be very effective. But if it's 100 people that show up, then I can't see the feds massacring 100 people for just standing outside somebody's property line.
You know, the feds don't see it that way, and the American public doesn't see it that way, and the press doesn't see it that way. The American people, because of the press, mm-hmm. essentially view somebody with a gun as a dangerous felon. I'm sorry, but that's what they think.
How could you be painted as a dangerous felon if you're not doing anything dangerously? You're just standing there with firearms.
It's a volatile group of militia as far as the American public is going to be concerned, by and large, or at least the media is going to be concerned, and that's what they're going to portray to the American public, and most people are going to eat it like the baby food that it is.
So everybody should just stay home and let the Browns perish.
I think that people should go, but I think that the whole idea of going has now been tainted because some people are going to go with firearms, and I personally don't want to be there, standing unarmed with a video camera, watching the Fibbies while I'm on the same team, as it were, with some armed people. I think that that's very dangerous. The feds are going to consider it a threat, a huge threat to their authority and to their lives.
Well, they should.
Yeah.
And they deserve it.
I understand that. But I don't want to have the war at the Browns' house tomorrow. I don't want to have the war at all. I want the liberty movement to take hold in a peaceful fashion. I mean, it's a peaceful movement. There's nothing more peaceful than the liberty movement.
Right. Well, I mean, being armed is peaceful. You're not shooting anybody. You're just standing there with guns.
I understand that.
And in New Hampshire, you have the freedom to open carry firearms. So you wouldn't be violating any laws either.
Do you think that's going to matter? You think when when the press gets its shot of, you know, let's say there's 100 people there. Mm. Sound like a good number to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds great.
There's 100 people there, each of them armed with, something that looks like a semi-automatic rifle or a shotgun. The press is going to put that shot up for 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. There's going to be people with signs, protests, and firearms. And all the American people is going to see is an angry armed mob.
Okay.
And
so?
They're not going to feel bad that those people,
well,
those 100 people
were
slaughtered.
First of all, the story is not going to get outside of New Hampshire. It's just not going to get outside of New Hampshire. Nobody's going to report on this unless there's actually some sort of action.
Unless what Rick Stanley has suggested does happen.
Let's go to Bob in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. Listen, I just listened to a live interview with Ed Brown on Republic Broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he's resigned to taking a stand and losing his life over this. He's not going to court tomorrow.
So this is, you're absolutely sure this was absolutely an interview with Ed Brown, is what you're...
Yes, it just happened the previous hour.
Huh.
Hmm.
Yeah, his phone number was in that email, wasn't it, Brian?
It was.
Yeah,
it is.
We should see if we can pull him up while he still has access to a phone.
Yeah, I've got a phone number right here.
Yeah, I think you ought to.
Yeah, we'll see if we can do that. What do you think about the idea about having people out in front of their property with firearms and video cameras? How do you feel about that?
I think it's time to take on this government. I mean, violently, too. I've had it with him.
Well, now, I don't think Rick Stanley was suggesting being violent towards the government. He was just talking about standing there with firearms. I don't know.
What are you going to do when the feds come?
I'm talking about if they come in and try to take his property and take him, that they shoot every one of them assholes. I'm sorry about that.
You mean the people standing there with the firearms should shoot the feds, is what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Kill every one of the bastards.
I can't say I'd shed a tear if that's actually what ended up happening, but that would be pretty messy. I mean, that would essentially be the shot heard around the world all over again, wouldn't it?
That's right. I'd jump for joy. And if I was anywhere near up there in New Hampshire, I'd be there with them.
Yeah. Well, it's easy to say, but the question is how many people will actually show up in order to defend these people?
You guys are in New Hampshire, aren't you?
We are.
Yeah, don't you have quite a constituent of your Free State Project members up there that could stand in on something like that?
I believe there are some Free Staters that are planning on doing something. I haven't actually caught up with the updates on the NHFree.com forum. I don't know if they are going to be involved in this particular concept. I know that there have been some that have been attending the trial and have been out protesting in favor of the Browns. But I'm not sure what their response has been to this concept by Rick Stanley. But we'll certainly let you know. And, Bob, thank you for the call. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number.
That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
A massacre.
People are going to stand out there with guns. And, you know, whether they're nonviolently protesting or not, once you have a firearm, you're saying, you know, come on, I'm dangerous.
And you're not threatening anybody, though. You're just holding a firearm in defense of your freedoms. I don't think that standing there with a firearm is a problem, per se. If the feds want to perceive it that way, that's a whole other issue. I want to know what you think, and let's see if we can get this Ed Brown on the phone, since we've got his number, and see if we can verify these claims. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBO. NoBO eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBO. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBO's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBO under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBO is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet8.net toll-free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens and dozens of ladies from around the world that have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. See what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com? That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction, so you can check their work. And SACL CAI... let them handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. We are catching up and learning more about the Brown case. Ed and Elaine Brown, couple, nice old couple as far as I can tell. I don't know them personally, but they look like a nice old couple. She's a popular dentist in Plainfield, New Hampshire. And you don't get to be a popular dentist by being mean to people, I don't think. Anyway, they had been going about their business for over a decade and keeping all the money that they earned because they believe that it's theirs. Yeah, as many Americans, I think, would like to do, they actually did it. They actually had the courage to stand up against the federal government and just keep the money they earned. They apparently had tried to get in touch with the IRS a few times to have a talk with them about it to see if perhaps the IRS would actually show them the laws that require them to pay the income taxes. The IRS apparently never bothered to get in touch with them. And now, after a decade or so, the IRS has finally brought the Browns up on charges. And all throughout last week, they were in a courtroom in Concord, New Hampshire, a federal courtroom facing a variety of tax evasion charges, also conspiracy to commit money laundering, a couple other conspiracy charges as well. And the judge would not allow them to bring up constitutional issues in the courtroom. He wouldn't allow them to challenge the law itself. The judge essentially ruled and said, okay, well, this law, that is the tax law, this law is constitutional, and you shan't be challenging it here in this courtroom. Which, of course, was critical to the case that the Browns wanted to make. in front of the jury. And so essentially they've thrown up their hands. Ed Brown and his wife have decided they don't want to go to jail, and the government does want them to go to jail. And since the government won't allow them to present the case that they want, nor will the government make a deal with them, they won't accept their offer, which is their offer was to pay the $626,000 that they so-called owe. Since the government doesn't want any of that, they want to see them go to jail. The Browns don't want to go to jail. They don't want to die in jail, which they would do because they would get decades. They'd be sentenced to decades, and they're in their 60s.
Right. Now, in the IRS's defense, they did claim that they sent a certified letter that was refused to the Browns. But even if that was the case, I still think the Browns should be able to bring up whatever it is that they want to bring up in their own trial. I mean,
it's
their trial.
But they're not going to be allowed, and so essentially at this point, rumors, unconfirmed rumors that Ed Brown is essentially saying he is going to have an armed standoff at his home in Plainfield, New Hampshire, which could happen as early as tomorrow. There was no trial today because of the Martin Luther King holiday for the feds. But tomorrow they're expected to be back in the courtroom. If they don't show up, and it's expected that they won't, then you can bet that judge is going to send some armed people after them. And in fact, here's an update from the NHTree.com forum, a post from William Miller, allegedly, a U.S. Constitution Ranger, which is the militia group that Ed Brown is in charge of. So this is allegedly a friend of Ed's. He says, let's see here, U.S. Attorney William Morse approximately told at 5 p.m. today, January 15th, that Ed Brown... no deal. So Ed Brown had offered a few options to the feds, again, paying the $626,000, or you give me my right to a fair trial. Let me make my defense. Attorney said, nope, neither one.
Yeah.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it. Morse demands that Brown and his wife do jail time for the fabricated crimes with which they're charged, and therefore lose everything that they've worked so hard to gain. Brown was homeless for 5 years before becoming a successful businessman the old-fashioned American way, and no IRS, welfare agency, or anyone else helped him climb up out of it. That is unacceptable, says William Miller. The Browns must not and will not concede to being taken alive to go to jail. He says, essentially, this is war, and I'm not being the least bit rhetorical here. We will coordinate in such fashion as to ensure that those who seek only peaceful protest remain clear of physical danger, unless the feds or whoever decide to make war upon peaceful demonstrators, which Rangers cannot account for.
This attorney's attorney general, what's his name?
The attorney William Morse.
And this is the guy that's,
U.S. attorney.
Yeah, heading the case against the Browns. You know, the Browns have said, we'll pay the money, $600,000.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to court if you'll let us present the defense we want to present. And those are your options. This guy says, no, you will participate in our kangaroo court,
mm-hmm.
or...
And you'll go to jail.
Yeah, and you're going to go to jail for the rest of your lives, or we're going to send an armed team out to extract you.
He didn't say that.
But that's what's going to happen.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Now, you know, the fact is, he's willing to put this... It's not him. He's not going out there with a bayonet affixed to his M1 Garand. He's in order to get the Browns. He's going to send, you know, there's going to be cops that go. And the thugs,
the enforcers.
These people have families. They have children. They have wives. People that are going to mourn them when they're gone.
You mean the cops?
The cops. I mean,
when the cops are gone.
Yes.
If they get killed.
If I mean, what I'm saying is if you're sending these armed cops out there into this situation, it's going to be dangerous for them. It's going to be dangerous for the people that are standing there, and it's just going to be a really terrible situation. And all the Browns want is to present whatever evidence they want to present at their own trial. If it's a kangaroo court and you guys have control of this, then go ahead and let them. But they don't.
There's definitely a tragedy brewing here in New York.
They know that if the American people heard some of the things that the Browns say, that it could be dangerous for
them. Now, Rick Stanley had suggested in an email earlier that there be an armed... a line of people standing out in front of the Browns' Plainfield residence tomorrow. Now, that's an idea that makes you pretty nervous, but apparently either the Free Staters haven't heard about this and they don't know that that's going to happen, or they do and they don't care, but according to the forum at NHFree.com, it looks like Russell Canning and his wife Kat will be in attendance. They will be unarmed. Lauren Canario also will be heading out there. I'm not sure as to her armed status. But there are going to be apparently a number of Free Staters that will be heading out there tomorrow. So we will give you the updates as they continue to roll in. We need to go to the phones to Coffee in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Coffee. What's on your mind?
Is he in New Hampshire, Rick Stanley?
No, yes. He's not.
Oh, Rick Stanley. I'm sorry.
He is not or is?
To my knowledge, he is not.
Okay, because he's from Illinois, where I'm at, and I've spoken with him on the phone.
Right.
So is he going to make an appearance in New Hampshire? Or?
I don't know. It didn't sound like it. It sounded like that was just his idea.
Okay, well,
so it's a lot of tough talk, but you know the question is, will anybody actually do anything?
Just a little background on what little I know about him is he made an unsuccessful bid for Congress back in 2002. He believes the Second Amendment's all we need to carry openly. He's been arrested a couple of times in his home.
Right, he was actually arrested for carrying openly, for carrying a firearm at an event. He had told everybody in advance that he was going to be doing it, and right. And he was arrested. And then his case just descended into just this insanity where the government just kept rearresting him and harassing him.
Right.
We actually had him on the show, and his interview is archived on our guest page at
right.
freetalklive.com.
I tried to keep touch with his other friend, Rick, and I can't remember his last name, the columnist, who was very good in Chicago, has kept us updated everything while Rick was in jail. But let me tell you what my fear is, and I've discussed this with a couple of people on the BBS, is we've got a nonviolent movement going here. And although Rick Stanley's never fired a shot, I'm awful afraid that we're going to get our name tied in with violence. If we start saying, show up armed, I'm afraid something stupid's going to happen. And that's no disrespect for the people in New Hampshire. I don't mean it that way. It's that if, I don't know if Rick Stanley's a member of the Free State Project.
No, he is not.
Okay. Well, I'm behind the Browns, and I would certainly throw myself on the sword when the time came, but I think to show up armed to something like that is really a dumb idea. That's just my opinion.
No, very good. That seems to be the prevailing opinion so far, at least between you and Mark. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I feel like we should be able to bear arms. I feel like you can in New Hampshire, and if you're not initiating the aggression, it seems to be okay to me. Coffee, thanks for the call. More on the way. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system,
system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. It's basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give all the features away there. Those are the radio talk show hosts. They want to charge you for their websites, and we do it for free. You can enjoy it on us, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, buying some things like Free Talk Live merchandise. We've got the Free Talk Live brand and hats, hats and T-shirts as well. Also, classic archive DVD sets. Plus the Free Marketeer flag and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. That's store.freetalklive.com. Great way to get some cool stuff and help support Free Talk Live all at the same time. Store.freetalklive.com. So, still discussing the Ed Brown case, Ed and Elaine Brown facing possible execution at the hands of the state at this point because they don't want to go back to their trial. And I don't blame them. And they're being railroaded. And it's a scam. It's a kangaroo court, as Ed Brown himself put it. They're not allowing them to bring up the defense that they would like to bring up. And they tried to make a deal with the prosecutor. Prosecutors want to hear anything about it. They want what they want, and that is jail time for the Browns. And the jail time they're looking at for the federal conspiracy charges that they're facing is decades. These are people who are in their 60s, and as you put it over the weekend, that's a death sentence.
It really is. I mean, they're not getting out.
Yeah, you're going to die in jail, Ed and Elaine, and they know it. They know it, and I think he said he went to jail earlier in his life for some youthful indiscretion, and he vowed to himself that he would never again go to jail, and he doesn't want to go. And I don't blame him for not wanting to be there. That's an awful, awful place. And jail should be reserved for people doing violence or committing fraud on others. Neither of which the Browns have done. They haven't committed fraud. They kept the money they earned. And they haven't been violent towards anyone. When they were arrested the first time, they went without incident. And the reason they went without incident when they were originally arrested was because they thought they'd have a chance at going to trial and having a fair trial.
Right. They just want to present their case at trial. And, you know, that much is it's obvious, and they're not going to be allowed to.
Now, in the Ruby Ridge case, they went and they killed Randy Weaver and his family because he didn't go to trial. I guess he didn't go at all. I'm not too familiar with exactly how that case panned out. But when you don't go into a courtroom, the government gets awfully angry.
Yeah, they don't like that crap.
When Russell Canning didn't show up for his court trial, one of our friends here in New Hampshire, they came to his house, they kicked in his door, and they arrested him and dragged him to court. Now, Russell is a nonviolent individual. He didn't resist them at all. He allowed them to drag him right into the courtroom. He would never have considered fighting back. And Russell's going to be heading out to the Browns' residence tomorrow morning in order to, I guess, ascertain what's going on, stand up for his freedoms. I don't think that Russell's going to get involved in any sort of a firefight, but there are people that are talking about going out there with weapons and standing around the Browns' property. And you get scared by that idea. Coffee called in a few moments ago. He said he was frightened by that idea because it would make all of us so-called look bad.
Well, imagine the Kent State Massacre. It's called the Kent State Massacre because, you know, they fired on a group of college students and they killed several of them. I can't remember.
Unarmed college.
Unarmed college students.
Right.
Imagine if those college students, some of them, had guns.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it would have been called the Kent State Massacre? Because I don't think it would have been. I think
know.
It would have been just another situation like Ruby Ridge and Waco that very, very, very few Americans care about.
You think?
It was labeled Kent State Massacre by a journalist. Okay? Somebody in the journalistic establishment. This is not going to be labeled that way. If everybody went out there unarmed, fine. I'm sure that would be the case. If there was a wall of 500 unarmed people that were concerned with liberty for Ed and Elaine Brown, man, that would be news.
Not bloody likely.
You don't think it would be news?
It's not likely it would ever happen. 500 people?
That's a lot of people.
Don't think it would happen.
I'm just saying. I think you could get a heck of a lot. I'm not going tomorrow. I'm petrified.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go there and get shot over this situation.
We couldn't report on anything if we got shot.
Absolutely true, but I would have suggested to you off air that we pick up the show and broadcast from there tomorrow if it hadn't have been for this suggestion.
But then what would you have done if people had showed up with guns? Would you have left?
I don't know what I would have done, but in this case, I know that they're going to show up with guns. I believe that they will.
I think that if they've got guns and there's cameras, I don't think that the feds are going to take them out. I mean, unless they start shooting at the feds. If they shoot at the feds, then it's all out war.
And that's they. That, you know, what you're saying is if one person with a gun out there, and I'm sorry, I don't trust every libertarian in the world not to fire at the fibbies. You heard how upset the gentleman.
These people aren't necessarily libertarians, by the way.
They're something like that. They believe in the Constitution. They don't believe in taxes.
There are a lot of so-called constitutionalists involved in this whole thing we're talking about.
Well, They're fighting for a similar concept.
Yes.
In this particular instance.
Okay.
And you know these guys, I don't trust them not to fire the first shot. And if they do fire the first shot,
then everybody with a gun is on their team essentially. If there's 100 people with guns and one person fires, then do all 100 become targets?
If there's 10 guys with guns and there's 500 people, then all 500 of those people are on those 10 guys' team. I'm sorry. That's the way the feds are going to see it. That's the way the press is going to see it. And, when all those bodies, are baking in the sun, then, that's just the way it's going to be.
What do you think would happen at that point, though? I mean, I'm just trying to imagine this whole scenario and how it could play out. I mean, if people like Bob in South Carolina who called in this hour, who was talking real tough, I mean, he was saying that, if he was in New Hampshire, he'd go out there with his guns and he thinks it's time to turn on the war with these feds. He's sick and tired of it. So it's easy to talk tough. But it's tough to actually do something. So if people like Bob show up and they actually do get into some sort of an armed conflict with the feds, then what happens? Then what happens? Because then you're not dealing with a situation like Waco, where you've got a group of religious people all holed up in the same compound together.
Right.
And they're just being seized by the federal government, attacked, and burned out, and killed by the feds. You're talking about people coming together from probably mostly in New England, but from around the country and around the area, and gathering together in one place to stand up for the freedom of two individuals who are having their liberty threatened. Would that change the perspective of the news crews? Would that change the perspective of the coverage at all? Or would they manage to blanket it, to cover it in the same way as they covered the Waco incident? You know, these are a bunch of kooky militia crackpots standing up against our beloved government. How dare they? Who do these people think they are? Or would that sort of activate a bunch of people in America? Would that clue people in to the fact that this government is out of control? It is, I mean, it's Waco all over again, but worse. Because the people that are getting together, if this happens, the people that would be getting together wouldn't know each other. I mean, maybe some would know one another, but most of them would be just coming together for the common purpose of defending freedom. Would any of that be echoed in the press, or would it all be glossed over, and would it just be reported as another crackpot militia group has holed up in Plainfield, New Hampshire today, and we're bringing to you live footage of them being slaughtered by the feds?
Well, you can believe that if there was footage of them being slaughtered, that that's going to definitely make the news. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's a big deal, especially Americans getting killed by, you know, Americans. But how they spin it, you know, there's people listening to this broadcast right now that are, you know, believe completely that the people at Waco were right, that the people at Ruby Ridge were right, that
the feds, you mean?
No. The people who were slaughtered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got my questions about all these incidents. I don't think any of them were.
They certainly didn't deserve what happened to them.
I would agree entirely.
And the federal government was out of control in those instances.
And Ruby Ridge, I think that they were a little bit, you know, they were a little more righteous than they were at Waco. But, you know, they're adept at this. You know, there are people listening to this show that believe that Timothy McVeigh was righteous in blowing up that building. And more so today because it's, you know, they're upset and they're frustrated about the way things are going.
You think people listen to this show believe that? I don't know.
I think some people definitely do.
I don't think it's ever right to blow up a building full of children. I mean,
the building wasn't full of children.
The Oklahoma City bombing?
There were
children in that building.
There certainly were children in the building, but it's you act like that was the only thing. You know, it was a building full of children.
I've never once heard anybody call this show making those suggestions. What makes you believe that there are people out there that think that was right?
I'm not labeling our audience. I said there are people, and there's no way you can label an audience. It's a bunch of different people. I'm just telling you that I believe that people think that.
Okay, possibly.
I think that Timothy McVeigh acted in the wrong manner, but he was angry with the BATF,
mm-hmm.
and he wanted to strike back against the BATF, and he did.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Your thoughts on the Ed Brown trial? I think we've about tapped out with any updates unless something breaks. We'll clue you in. On the way, we'll talk about getting a state out of your head and whatever's on your mind if you take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. If there's an armed conflict tomorrow, what will America think? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.